Okay, the recorder's on. Okay, this is World Affairs Monthly, and I have on the line Mr. Ari Ben-Menash, and I suppose he needs an introduction of some kind, but it's going to be a little difficult. He worked for Israeli intelligence, probably military intelligence, some decades ago, and he had some pretty high-profile roles there. But then I guess, I don't know, Ari, you will have to explain what happened. You didn't really feel like things were going well. So anyway, I thought I'd give you a call and see what you would say about the world. It's a pretty pretty crazy world, you know, compared to like 20, 30 years ago. And anyway, welcome. And why don't you just briefly explain why you wrote Prophets of War? I'm going to get a copy of that. And just tell me, you know, my main goal was to give you a call and see if you could explain what's going on in the world. Big question, but yeah, difficult one.
It's a very big question, what's going on in the world. But the book Prophets of War was written to explain what happened in the 1980s in the Middle East and the relationships with the U.S. and other countries. And if I may say, it's a good book.
Yeah, no, it has great reviews on Amazon. I looked it up and I was eager to get a copy. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's about the Middle East and the war between Iraq and Iran and how the Israelis supported the Iranians at the time and the U.S. role and all of that. It explains the period. It sort of became a textbook about that period.
Okay.
A lot of people read it, I think. And
yeah.
That's...
Now, I read on the net that your house in Toronto or Montreal was torched or arson of some kind. I mean, now could you explain what happened there? And do you think that was related to your efforts to kind of tell the world what's going on in the world, if you know what I mean?
Your guess is just as good as mine. Yes.
Yeah.
My house in Montreal was firebombed in 2012.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, when you yeah, Ari, when you when you work for these people, governments like this, in these sensitive positions, and then you decide that you want to leave and maybe tell some stories about it, they obviously get pretty angry. Is that right?
That's probably right.
Yeah.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
They
now,
do not like people leaving them.
Right, right. So, in effect, you cannot leave? I mean, explain what it's been like since you...
In effect, they want you there for life.
If they
chose you to work for them, they want you there for life.
Right.
But after a while, when certain things don't pan out, and so on. I suppose one of the biggest problems I had at the time was I was a very big fan or part of the Oslo process to make peace between the Israelis and the
Palestinians. Oh yes.
And that did not sit very well with
I'm glad you mentioned that because sorry to interrupt, but you know, if you have conflict building up, right? You have conflict building up. Let's just take, for example, the conflict that built up when the Ottoman Empire, I'm not trying to get into history here because you and I are not historians, but it's a good example. Mm-hmm. You know, the Ottoman Empire.
I am a historian.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, I'm probably less good than you, but you know, let's just say that it's pretty clear to, you know, Western Europeans in the capitals of Europe, Western Europe, that the Ottoman Empire is going down. And no one really knows exactly when it's going to go down, although I think I remember it was 1880 when the Ottoman sultans defaulted on their on their debt, and I suppose most of that debt was to London or, you know, Western capitals. So it's 1880, and then, of course, the outbreak of World War One was decades later. So I think they continued loaning money to the sultans even after the default. And, you know, one could probably speculate that war was inevitable, but no one really wanted to face up to it. And it's kind of interesting. You have conflict, it's building up, and, you know, a person like you or me, we will alert or, you know, send signals, the red flags go up, but nobody really listens, Ari. You know, it's really terrible. So can you comment on that?
It's more comfortable not to listen.
That's right. That's right. But is the Ottoman Empire a good example? You know, because these systems, they build
that
up strength, right?
Example. And Israel in the Middle East right now is also a good example.
Okay.
Israelis cannot go on forever the way they are.
That's
right.
Right
now.
Yeah.
And they need to make some sort of peace with the Palestinians.
Absolutely.
People living around.
Now, Ari, can I interrupt and just ask you an important question? Do they begin to understand this, or, you know, are they gaining awareness of it?
After a while, they don't. They really don't.
Huh.
It becomes part of their mentality.
Okay.
We're at war, we'll be at war, we will always be at war.
I see.
And that's it, that's all. And when one side dehumanizes the other side,
yes,
then it's hard for them to say, okay, let's make a deal with the other side.
Yeah. Now,
who are they? They're not really part of humanity, right?
Yes.
They dehumanize the
sure,
other
sure.
side.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when the slave trade, African slave trade, got underway, I think most people in Western Europe thought, well, these are really not human people, you know, probably.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Israelis look at the Palestinians, well, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, back to the Ottomans, because now, if you don't have parity, in weapons, in strength, et cetera, in power, is it more likely to have conflict? I would assume it is. Do you think that's correct?
Yeah, if one side is more stronger than the other, yeah, sure.
And is this the problem with Israeli? You know, Israelis, of course, have the backing of the United States of America and other Western countries, and the Arab states. You know, let's face it, they're not exactly...
No, I'm not talking... Let's separate
the Arab states
and the Palestinians.
Okay,
we're
yes.
Talking Palestinians. We're talking Palestinians. Yeah, sure, they don't have the military or political power that the Israelis have, of course.
Yeah. So do they have any kind of leverage if they wanted to negotiate and
Not really. It's up to the Israelis to act like human beings.
I see. Okay. And at the moment, you don't see any prospect of that happening.
I don't see that.
Yeah.
I really don't see that.
Yeah.
They turned Gaza, the Gaza Strip, into some sort of concentration camp.
Right. It's dreadful. Yeah, well, when I was a young man, I saw this coming, and I'm 62 now, so it's been going on a long time. And
We're all getting older.
Yeah. So do you feel that at some point, Ari, we can actually look forward to a time when, you know, the Israelis and Palestinians will set down the weapons and the animosity and the dehumanization and go ahead and live together?
I hope so, but I don't see it happening so quickly.
Yeah,
I really
okay.
don't. And but I, you know.
You think it's possible?
Of course it's possible.
Yeah, yeah, I do too.
Everything
yeah.
is possible.
Okay.
You
know, I was thinking last night, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to call Ari tomorrow morning, you know, and I had to make sure my recorder worked, and I haven't done this. I took a sabbatical of a couple of years. But anyway, I said last night, you know, Tom, the most important idea probably in the last couple of hundred years was the publication of ideas or information, you know, and James Madison understood this clearly, I guess, you know, one of the founders of the writers of the Constitution of the United States and so on. And this guy was apparently the main advocate of the First Amendment. And, you know, obviously, if you don't have publishing free and cost, you know, not costly, not, you know, pretty cheap, etc. If you don't have that, you're going to have a lot of abuse of power. But as soon as you put information on the net, like you write your book, and maybe not many people read it, but, you know, you write your book and immediately there's a reaction. people mostly think, well, okay, who is this guy? Is he to be trusted, et cetera? But the fact is, if you put information on the net, I think you will have an improvement of the situation. So probably the best way to improve any kind of problem or resolve the problem is to publish the information.
Correct. Let people know what is going on. That's right.
And so if we want, if you and I or anybody else wanted to contribute to this solution or resolution, any kind of problem, I think you just need to publish the information on the internet. And then, you know, the facts. And then, of course, people will respond usually with reason.
Usually with reason,
yeah.
Depending on the quality of the information.
But back to the Ottomans, because the Ottoman sultans did not appear to understand fully. Maybe you're much better at this history than I am, but is it true that they kind of, you know, were in denial?
Of course they were in denial.
Yeah.
Like as a Russian czar.
Yeah, the same. Okay. Yeah, so how do you, well, the publishing of information, you agree with me. Yeah. When I publish this interview on the net, worldaffairsmonthly.com, and I have other websites too, but you know, there's going to be some, I don't know what the reaction's going to be, but you know, there's probably going to be some reaction. Yeah, maybe negative. I don't know. But
maybe it's negative. Who knows?
Yeah. But the fact is, you and I armed with information, and I use that word deliberately, armed with information, it's probably the biggest power in the world. Would you agree or not?
Yeah, of course I agree.
Yeah, okay.
No,
yeah,
pretty,
of course you do,
okay.
Yes.
Anyway, always, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
This was very nice of you to call.
Well, sure, of course. I don't want, you know, I didn't realize that you were in the Eastern Hemisphere, so I figured you were in Montreal or Toronto, and I thought, okay, I'll call you.
No, I have to say, I left Montreal for work.
I see, okay.
2 days, yeah.
Well, look, I can call you, if it's too late, I can call you again, call you later, you know, in a couple of...
You can call me next week.
Next week.
Or the week after.
Okay, great, Ari.
Yeah,
and one final thought here on the Arab-Israeli conflict. You're right, the Palestinians are human beings like anybody else, and so maybe at some point with publishing, you know, we're all going to understand that conflict. Okay, you can maybe get away with it, you can maybe benefit, you can profit from it, but you know, cooperation is usually a much safer option.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry for the.
We can
for
all
the,
live together.
Yeah. Okay, look, Ari.
I promise you we can all live together.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, look, I'll call you next week.
Call me next week.
Yeah, no I will. Problem. Okay, good to talk to you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.